Captain Haar had the sudden wish that he wasn't the captain of the SSMC Reluctant. Now and then, he'd learned over the years, it was much better to be an underling who happily muddled through a less adventurous life. He, for example, would be just fine sitting back in the ship, checking and double-checking atmospheric anomalies, or playing a game of fetch me some coffee for someone else. But he was the captain. And so he was the one who sat in a huge chair that faced what appeared to be a ferociously large woman. She was much more attractive than the males he'd seen so far. Black hair, greenish eyes, which were not crossed, a more demure nose, and a feminine jawline. He couldn't account for the quality of her teeth because she had yet to smile, but her lips were full, even when compared to her overlarge face.
"So you're the leader of this vessel that has infiltrated our space?"
said the leader guy, who again had turned out to be a girl. She spoke in a commandingly clear grasp of the Segnal language.
"I'm the captain of the SSMC Reluctant, yes, but..."
"And you have come to attack us, have you?"
"What? No, not at all."
"Your ship is outfitted with enough firepower to put our planet back to the days of when men ruled Merrymoon with a wooden fist."
"You mean iron?"
"What?"
"Never mind," said Haar, waving away the point. "May I have your name, please?"
She adjusted slightly, looking somewhat apprehensive.
"My apologies," she said, and then cleared her throat. "Ahem. I am Supreme Admiral Prepap Slaroop."
"Well, Supreme Admiral Slaroop," Haar said, "we outfit all of our ships for the eventuality of attack."
"Hmm. Do you get into a lot of fights with planets, Captain Haar?"
"What's that?"
"Your ship is stacked with ground shakers, planet poppers, mayhem missiles, and rat-a-tat-tat sidewinders."
Yes, that's true," Haar said with a bit of shock.
"Aha," she said, pointing at him.
He recovered quickly. "We're also carrying many ship-to-ship missiles, and we carry 18-inch laser cannons, too. The SSMC Reluctant, ma'am, is a military ship."
"Oh, well, that's different then," she said as she thumbed her finger on the desk. "Not. Why would Segnal send a military ship out to attack us?"
"No, I assure you, Supreme Admiral Slaroop," Haar said, lying, "that we had no intention of engaging in any militaristic activity, unless, of course, provoked. Now, surely you must understand the logic behind that."
"All right, I'll accept that, Captain Haar," she said, leaning back and slamming two gigantic feet onto the desk while simultaneously crossing her legs. "So, you're telling me that you're here specifically on a diplomatic mission?"
Haar wanted to mirror the relaxed pose of Slaroop, but there was no way his feet would reach the desk. Besides, that act would probably be construed as rude anyway. Instead, he just crossed his legs, which he immediately felt looked stupid, being that he had to have appeared tiny in that large chair. He undid the crossing of his legs and relegated himself to sitting normally. "Those were my orders, ma'am."
"Then you must have a diplomat on board, yes?"
No, he thought. There was Ensign Jesden, of course, but he was a different brand of diplomat than most. Glancing again at Slaroop, though, Haar determined that Jesden may actually pack enough punch to at least measure up. Haar tugged at his collar. "Well, we do have a diplomat specifically for, the ladies?"
"Oh?" said Slaroop with a sudden look of interest. "How so, specifically?"
"Well, he won the Steel Bone Award at the Loose Box Convention on the planet Clued." Slaroop's look went instantly dark.
"Are you talking about pornography when you say that, Captain Haar?"
You see, in our culture..."
He trailed off, wishing he'd never said anything. She pulled her feet back down, reaching into her desk, grabbed something out, opened it, twisted it, and began painting her lips until they turned bright red.
"How do I look?"
Surprisingly beautiful, thought Haar, but he said, "You look very nice, Supreme Admiral Slaroop."
"Thank you," she said sultrily. "Why don't you send in this diplomat of yours,
Haar groaned. It wasn't fair to put that responsibility on Ensign Jesden. Then again, it was Jesden he was talking about.
I'll talk to him, ma'am," Haar said, hopping off the chair.
"Captain Haar?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"I have one final question for you."